Finally, a guest on 2D Podcast joins us yet again.
Is he our only repeat guest? I don't know.
No. He's a vet. You've seen him before.
Former 2D employee.
Welcome. Time to settle the beef. Juan, welcome.
Hello, Nate. Guys.
Hey,
I'm back.
Hey,
I'm here. Let's do it. Where are the beers?
Right here. Allagash Day's End.
Just 9.5%. Cracking right to it.
9.5%. We got some Allagash.
We're not fucking around.
Twist off, right? I just want to make sure before I fucking.
He may have been here a couple.
What
times.
Are you doing, Juan?
No. Okay, it's been. I guess it's been a while since Juan has. We don't use this anymore. This is unnecessary.
A bottle opener.
No. We've evolved.
You got a bottle.
We don't need it. For those not watching right now, Paul is using two beers. Held one right over.
It's going to go bad. I don't want to risk it.
And he fucked it up.
What? Paul, you've been consistent for how long?
Yeah,
you're just gonna get scared that Juan's here.
No.
How you've been doing this for like 3, 4, 5 seasons?
I got my dress pants and I told my parents I gave. You hear that?
Just do it over. Do it like this. Do it on the ground. Do it on the ground. This guy's scared about his dress pants. I can't believe it.
Yeah, bro. I can't fuck it up. Not.
He got one.
Under pressure.
And I gassed him up so much.
We switch sides.
Get the bottle opener. Mother.
It would have been done already.
Look at that. You see? Thank God.
You got it?
Well, thank God I fucking didn't keep it on my pants.
Oh, thank God.
Good call.
See that?
Let's see if this one will go a little smoother. I think it will. Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound good.
You got it anyway.
You got it. All right, cool.
You got
cheers.
A
that's right. You've got to figure out how long that took.
Well, it's been 2 minutes 22. 2 minutes 22 seconds.
Oh, the gosh. Great brand. Allagash, highly recommend. Honestly, I feel like any good bar has an Allagash on
but
their menu.
I'll say this, we had Allagash White. That's in our top 10, I think.
Allagash White is an unbelievable beer.
And then we had another Allagash beer, and it was par. It was decent. But it was like, damn, you know, we thought it was a great first beer. I think they'd have a good second. No. So I saw this, and it says aged in bourbon barrels. Now,
see that.
One of our, if not our top beer, I believe, is aged in bourbon. So this is.
No, it's not our top coffee barrel status.
Don't
it's
read
the
back.
Coffee is the first one.
Yeah,
don't read the back.
Bourbon
but
is
what
three.
Notes do you get like on taste? Don't read it. There's like specific like notes that there are like taste wise. Like when you drink it, like what do you taste? Like I know it tastes like beer, but I definitely do get like. Hints of it.
I think you got hints of it because you read it, and now you're
it could be. No. It definitely tasted like it before. Like, I now that I read it, I could def see it for sure. But what do
it's
you think? Fourth. There's three.
I don't know. I'm reading it. Lambrusse, grape must.
No,
Angelica root and butter or bitter orange.
No, look at the barrel age refined complex, right? There's a little label, right? And it says, this rich bourbon barrel aged red,
vanilla
inspired
oak
by the Boulevardier cocktail,
wow.
Balances notes of vanilla, oak, and caramel. So.
Now I taste the vanilla.
Like, I definitely
it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. Because I wasn't tasting it before.
Placebo.
Placebo as fuck.
Could be. So what are you guys thinking? Day's End.
I have
something
mine.
To end the day with.
We're at our day's end.
Literally, so.
Paul just got out of work.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Hence the dress pants.
Yep.
My shades are on. My day
all
just
right.
started.
Ready? Count
yeah.
it down. Oh, wait. You go
first, yeah.
You want me to see my rating right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess no. first.
I'm going to give it a solid 7.5.
Okay.
7.5. Right in the middle.
Wow. All
right.
I think it's enjoyable. I like it.
think that makes me rethink nothing. I have my ranking.
Yeah, I have mine.
3, 2, 1. 8-2. 8-6. I find this amazing. To be very good.
Yeah.
7-5.
Yeah.
Juan, I think
I'm more of a light beer guy, honestly. Like, I like lighter beers. Like, my go-to is, like, Stella.
This is a great beer. This is
Heine,
you, got, like, you had 8-6, I had 8-2.
8-2? Caruso. I put 7-5.
You reversed it.
Oh, I put you first? Oh.
The Boulevardier. It's a cocktail.
Well, we got a bartender now. This is why...
No, technically...
Juan's a bartender.
Not a bartender yet, but I did get hired as one. So that's a story. Can we talk about this? So, yeah. So, basically... So...
Do you know about this?
So, no. I'll tell the full story, basically. So, I was working at a Japanese omokaze restaurant. I didn't like it. And I remembered I had a manager that I could say... Like, liked me as a worker and as a person, so I hit him up.
An ex-manager.
I know how he got to this place.
Yeah, but I don't know how. Let me just finish.
Okay.
So, he hires me on the spot when I go. I tell him I have experience bartending. He doesn't ask me any questions. Like, usually when they run these, like, interviews, they ask you, like, they quiz you. Like, what's a Manhattan? Negroni? Paper plane? Like, they just start saying classics. But he's just like, you know what, like... I don't have to ask any questions. Like,
have you been a bartender before?
The thing is,
mind you, can I jump in, please? So he told me about this that he was going before he got the job, and I asked the same question. I said, "Do you know how to make drinks?" And he said, "No." I was like, "Do you know anything about bartending?" He says, "No." Are you gonna take a class? No. It's like, so why are you gonna be a bartender at a high end restaurant? You're not gonna be able. He's like, "Oh, I'll be fine. I'll learn it as I go." Blah blah. So,
I had a little bit of experience because at my restaurant, the old one, I was bartending and they only had 4 drinks. So it was really just mixing and like just getting the form down. I'm not making any drinks really. It's just memorizing the recipe for drinks. Bullshit. But I used that experience and I told them I had experience bartending for 7 months. Told them to what extent. And I'm like, look, if you guys are willing to teach me, like, you know, I definitely like think I could be a bartender. He's like, yeah, like, don't worry. Like, you know, you'll pick it up fast. And then after the 4th day, I went there with the mentality of, like, yo, I'm going to be open about it. I told all my coworkers, like, hey, look, I'm going to be asking a lot of questions. Like, I don't have a lot of experience, and I'm trying to learn. And they respected it, you know. I wasn't bullshitting them at all. And, like, what ended up happening after the 4th day, they wanted to, like, they saw a learning curve. That's how he said it. He's like, there's definitely a little
learning curve. He shit the bed.
And I'm like, yeah, I respect it. And he was like, look, I don't want to lose you. Like, I want you to work in this building. I'm gonna move you as a bartender to the rooftop.
Can you explain it to him, the place you're working at, how nice it is, and the bar you were at first before you get there?
So, yo, this place is out of, like, there's a bunch of
towels. I know this venues.
Super nice. It's a fireplace. Yeah. The bar is popping. No, I've seen pictures. I want to go.
It's called the Cathedral.
I'll pull it up here.
And it's basically the whole design, the interior design of the place is inspired by the actual cathedral, which was like a rock hall place in the 70s, and it's like beautiful inside. There's an artist that came from Italy and put a whole design on the roof, and it's all metal wire, and it has lighting with like doves in the middle, and it's like made to look like a church, kind of.
The cathedral. Restaurant? No, what's it called?
Moxie, New York City, East Village.
Yeah, East Village, Moxie. And then, like, downstairs is a nightclub, Little Sister.
So he hit the spot with his bartending job. And then they sent him upstairs.
Cathedral.
Yeah. And that's how I felt. I'm like, damn, like, I don't know about this. I went for a day. I didn't like it.
Wait, what is
that? Then I ended up, like, talking to my manager again. And, like, you know.
I'm listening.
He basically told me, like, hey, look, like, let's bring you back down to the restaurant. We're going to make you a bar back now, but eventually you'll be a bartender when the time's right. I'm like, yeah, like, I'm totally down for that, you know? So that's what I've been doing there.
Moxie, New York City.
Yeah.
Which one?
112 East 11th Street. So there's a bunch. Jose, if you guys know listening right now, Jose was on this podcast before. He works at Sake and Ohana, which is, like, basically, like, a couple blocks down, and it's the same concept. It's a hotel. And, you know, there's a club and a rooftop and a restaurant. And that's basically how all these hotels are. It's all Moxie hotels and they all have towel venues, you know. So it's pretty cool. Like,
might stop by in a couple weeks.
You definitely should because, like, I've had people come and, like, I get them free stuff, like, rounds. And, like,
right, because I'm,
well, you know, and it's good practice for me because I actually make the drinks for you. So, like, definitely
come. Yeah, no, me and my girlfriend got like some is partnering with a hotel in New York City.
There you go.
Fucking free stay.
There you go.
At one of those hotels.
Yeah.
What night are you going? If you guys want to party, like
that's what happens when you're a fucking influencer. All right.
Oh, like that.
Well, she is. Yeah.
Are you guys planning on like going out after and stuff like that or no?
What do you mean going out, bro? We're not going to sit in the hotel. Of course we're going
to
go out, fam.
But, like, I know you guys are going to go out to eat, and you were talking about going to my restaurant, but, like, I'm talking about, like, going out after, like, a nightclub. Like,
are you guys going to do you think, like, I don't pop, like, we don't like, go out anymore?
I don't know, like
I'm he's been asking. Living with me too much.
Yeah, bro, you I'm think, like, asking. we don't, like, pop out?
I don't know.
Bro, we pop.
Where was the last time? Where out? Did you pop out last time?
What? In the city?
Yeah.
Mr. Purple.
Okay, that's a good spot. I haven't been, actually.
It's fire, bro. Yeah. I like the rooftops out there. I actually went to the Arlo rooftop, which was the hotel that we stayed at. Bro, it was just a fire vibe up there, you know, like...
Yeah, rooftops are dope, but, like, nightclub I'm talking about. Like, going downstairs partying to, like, 4 a.m., like, that type of vibe. So like, you should like, definitely do that. If you go on a Thursday, like, a day off, like... We can make something happen and like you guys
Paul's will be drinking Casablanca. For the
whole drink for free. What's that's the main thing.
No, bro. I'm trying to go to that joint. What's it called? That crazy.
Don't one. Fucking look at me. I have no clue what any spots
we, no,
are.
No, we talked York. About it. We talked about it on the what's podcast.
Casablanca?
No, that weird shit.
Yeah. Fuck. What's that called?
Weird shit.
Fuck the box. The box.
The box.
I've heard a lot of the box.
I would never go to
bro,
the box.
Why? It's a it's
dude,
a
dude,
bro.
But it's so you know
I told
what it
about
is?
The experience.
I don't know the full experience. Bro. I've heard that place is popping though,
bro.
No, it's
yeah, it's popping, but weird. It's nutty.
What do they got like dancers like in latex?
No.
That's way worse than that.
What is it?
I don't want to go through the whole story, bro.
If you want the full thing, there's that we have an episode completely on it called The Box.
That's crazy. You guys talked about it.
So yeah, you guys can go listen
one
to
of my,
that.
One of my...
give them a quick boys. Gist of the weird shit that happened.
Yeah, just like 2 seconds. Like, what's
bro,
the
just imagine
shit?
like a bitch coming out and like getting like a Donald... This is just the first like thing that happens. This is the... It gets worse as the night goes on. This was the first thing. This is all I'm going to say. She comes out. This girl... This was in 2016, right? You know?
It's a minute ago. Holy
yeah, because that's when my boy won the USL... He won the USL Cup.
So you got
and then,
by Matt
and then
Miazga.
No. Conrad Plava.
Okay, whatever.
No, not Matt. No.
Shout out Matt, though. Miazga,
bro,
America.
Bro, so... They went to for Red Bull 2. They won the USL Cup. Mm-hmm. They went to the box. First act of some random bro, this girl comes out, starts singing. It's every hour they do like this thing on the stage. It's like 2-3 minutes, not even. She comes out. She just comes out, starts singing like with this Donald Trump doll. She's like, fuck Donald Trump, like blah, blah, right? And she's like nude, right? She's like, fuck. Bro, she literally starts like, she shoves the doll like in herself and like just
in
starts,
her pussy.
Yeah, in her pussy. And then she just starts squirting, bro. And then the curtains close. And that's the first thing that happens. Bro, it gets
worse.
Go listen to
the episode.
Every hour it gets like crazier and crazier.
Motherfuckers are fucking on the stage by the end. You're like, what's going on,
bro? It's just some weird shit, bro.
I don't want to go to the box.
My friend was
get your shit together. Like,
no,
that's
like
going
some,
on?
That, I feel like that's just from
no,
rich fucking people.
Yeah,
shit,
bro, and that's a big thing, bro. It's crazy because like
rich people are
what exists in New York are like exclusive lounges, bro, and they're like basically nightclubs. Like Little Sister is like one of them, and like a table there is like 5,000 to 10,000, like depending on demand. And bro, it's just rich people that go there, and it's just like they drink and just like network and party. Like, it's just weird. Like, you could really walk into that room, and like if you meet the right person, something could happen. I feel like, and like
yeah,
that's just
of
a
course. Type. But that can happen anywhere.
But like no, like that shit. There's no exclusive lounges happening here or like fucking in the middle of Alabama or like wherever. Like that's just like popping cities. Like you know, like
well, speaking of exclusivity. It'd be a good transition into the topic that I wanted to discuss today, which is the exclusive church of Hillsong. Pull this up. Hillsong Church. Okay? For anyone who doesn't know, this is... yeah, right
Hollywood
there.
Hollywood Church.
Is, so it started, I think, with... Look, how...
Wikipedia?
Why did Hillsong pastor get fired? Click on that right there. People
Where?
Also ask... Former pastor posted on Instagram for the first time. Wait.
Yeah, for the first time since 2020.
Challenging road.
When he was fired from his.
Yeah, apparently he was church. Like. So apparently, like, this pastor was, like, being guy. Super, like.
Fucking clown.
This guy's a pastor.
So, no, like, there's, like, a bunch of, like, goodness. Hollywood, like, celebrities who are in this church. And apparently there's a documentary coming out that's going to expose him. I mean, this dude was fucking, like, other women, you know? And he was, like, the head of the church. And they became, like, this massive thing, right? Pretty sure Cubero, like, goes to it, by the way. Wow. If I'm not mistaken.
Hillsong Church. No, like, I'm telling you, they were, like, bigger than... They were something before that. Before the
Hollywood. It started in Australia. And then, it went everywhere. But no, it's... Like, Hollywood, there's Hollywood celebrities who are in it now. Or, like, who've always kind of been part of it. Yeah. Like, look up, I don't want to make
you... Do you think they turned it into something that's it's more now than just a church?
Or like, so he just cheated? I thought he was fucking kids.
No.
He just cheated on his wife? That's nothing new?
Yeah, but no, that's why he got fired. But there's shit, like, apparently, like... I mean, they're not going to talk about it, but like,
it's I want to hear the juice. This is I know pastors that have cheated on their wives.
Yeah, but no, I mean like, it's going to come out.
And he's cheated on his wife. Like,
what's his name?
In the past, though, shout out my dad. Like, he's a changed man. Go.
Oh yeah, that's a good this is some good story. No. I'm talking about
what's the story,
bro? The story is this is what's going on. Alright, look up list of celebrities who are part of Hillsong.
Is this all just a build-up?
This is all just
list.
No, I'm about to start speculating right now. Probably just... Oh my god, I actually have a fire thing. Sorry.
Justin Bieber, look. Selena Gomez, Chris Pratt, Kourtney Kardashian, Nick Jones, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. Okay, wait, what's going on here?
So these are all, like, people who are fucking children, right?
Bro, there's no way Justin
Bieber... Selena Gomez is fucking children?
Chris Pratt, come on now.
Like, oh, these two are definitely doing some shady shit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're weird.
These two...
I don't know them, though.
Bro, what do you mean you don't know
them? You guys don't watch the Kardashians?
Bro, I don't watch that shit. Have you ever seen, like, an episode? I mean, bro, I've seen these two, bro.
They're human.
No, bro, they're doing some crazy shit. Kyrie definitely fucks kids.
KD definitely fucks children. He fucks children.
Porn stars. Come on now, like, he doesn't.
And that's not children. Enough for him,
bro. And there's gonna. How much you wanna bet shit's gonna come out,
dude? Why do you want the demise of Hillsong?
What's going on? I don't want the demise of Hillsong. Okay, apparently, they're fucking kids. That's what I heard.
So that's it. They're fucking kids. Allegedly.
Look up. Yes.
Hillsong. Fucking
kids. And are we surprised?
No. I haven't seen anything. Remotely.
Hillsong Church.
I've heard pastor cheating on wife. Kids music, what?
Look, right there. Look on the Reddit.
That one might be good.
On the Reddit.
That might be good.
No. Right there. Look. Yeah, this is going to be all part of the documentary. Yeah, it's like a cult. Two girls.
Lost their virginity at Hillsong concert. Wow. Okay, so it's not always just kids.
Maybe No, I'm not saying it's all. That's but bro, cult, just they cult. Just turn it into like a fucking sex cult.
They just that's I basically. Think, I think it's just a bunch
it's
of
like an
horny,
orgy. It's just like an
horny
orgy.
Kids. Like look at this church and like they're around famous people and they're just horny like, and they got exposed. I think I don't know. I could def see it.
What if it's like a massive orgy? Yeah.
All right. No. Quick transition of topics. I'm sorry. This is a brilliant idea. My friends brought it up. All of us, let's create a list of 10 people who are going to die this year.
What the fuck?
Celebrities.
What?
A death list. Who are your predictions to die this year?
I don't have those predictions.
I have predictions.
I don't have those thoughts.
I've never thought about
Ready?
That ever.
No, but now think
Am
about
Am I going to write this
predict
down?
Predict celebrities.
Can I write this
down? You could write it down. Celebrities that you predict are going to die this year.
Damn, yo.
Let's do it right now. Let's
Can
predict.
I run a parlay on that? Can I take the over on something?
Yes, my friend. Everyone's been
I'll
doing it.
I'll put 100 that nobody dies on Paul's list.
All right, ready? Ready for my list?
This is like Seb's hit list.
Like, all right,
yeah,
ready?
I don't know what this is. Paul's hit list.
Death list. Number one, Andrew Tate.
Wow.
Number two.
The bet has
Tristan
yeah,
Tate.
Right? You think Andrew Tate's going to die this year?
All right, number two. For those President watching, Zelensky.
Just a nod.
President Zelensky?
Yep.
That's Ukrainian?
Yeah, the Ukrainian president.
Come on, Juan. You got to be better than that.
Third, Elon Musk.
Now, if it's not him, Vladimir Putin is my other
one. So, am I saying or he's just on the list as
well? No, he's on the list as well. So, I'll probably get one of those two. Vladimir Putin.
God damn it.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I mean, that's a safe
dude. He's on like one leg, bro. Come on.
That's realistic.
Have you watched the video, or this is just like a thought of yours? Like this just
No. My friends brought it up, and they started bringing up like people. Like
so, you're kind of putting together what you think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter.
As soon as you said Ozzy Osbourne, I know there was some prior thought to this.
They're like, all right, let's Google Jimmy some people Carter? That are like old yeah. and famous.
He's old. He's like on his way out.
I'm gonna throw an athlete in there. Throw an athlete.
LeBron James.
No.
This is so even.
Kareem. No, it's gotta be some like.
I don't even want to say athletes that I like because I don't want them to die.
Who just got passed on the scoring?
Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem.
No, Kareem's not gonna.
But if he was just waiting strong for that to be passed,
Mike Tyson's living to 3,000. No. Not nine.
So you said five so far. Wait. 10 so far.
Yeah, five. You guys got to give some.
I've just been suggesting, and all you guys have done is shot me down, so.
No,
all
right. We got to go with some young people, right?
Some rappers.
Yeah, it's got to be a rapper. I'm going to say Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Put Lil Baby on my list. He's gone. All right, bye. Ready for this one? No, this one was predicted. I actually think this one should be higher on my list. Kanye West.
Wow. I hope so.
That's fucked up.
I really do. It's time to go.
Throw a Kardashian in there.
No. You
put Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner. Suicide.
Do you agree? This is your death wish.
No chance. You could not put your own list. I'm saying you guys should put your own list.
What if Kanye dies? What if Kim kills herself?
You guys talking about the trans dad.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, but you gotta... No. She's
shotgun like, to the face.
By yourself?
By yourself.
I'm gonna put that as a side note.
Bro, you guys should create a list too. That's what I'm saying. We come back in a year. We come back at the end of the year. We see who got the most right.
That's my only one. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay, so you say Kanye.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin?
Haley Baldwin's dad?
No, uncle.
Uncle, he's the one that's been caught up in all this shit, too.
He's the one that fucking shot the person on set. Yeah. I think he's done.
Wasn't he the Chase Freedom Unlimited guy for a while?
Yeah, he was. And then he shot someone on set.
God damn it,
yo!
Alec.
That's crazy. You heard about what's going on now?
What's in his wallet?
The list.
A fully loaded gat.
No, because it was a prop and he by accident.
Yeah, I'm aware, but it wasn't. He definitely murdered him.
So we got two more, right?
Yeah, two more. Trump.
No, he's not gone. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Put him on the list. Night, night.
Put him on the list.
Gone.
He's on the list. I'm happy
he's
there.
Put him on.
Yeah, he's gotta be.
I think I just get this odd feeling that Paul's gonna hit every single one here. I don't know why. I'm glad Paul said that.
Lil Pump. Throw him on there. Lil Pump. I can see that.
I don't hate that. You could put Lil Pump on
that's
there.
That's your 10th?
No, wait.
Take a second.
Bro, you should create your own list, bro.
You're not saying nothing, so...
No, because I got one more left. I got to put some thought into it. I want to do another young person.
Lil Pump.
6'9" wouldn't be bad. That might hit.
Damar Hamlin.
I don't even know who it is.
Damar Hamlin's a football player, right?
The guy who got fucking hit in the chest. And had a cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah. He's dying?
I think he's already dead, but that's like another story. What? No. Take that off. Take that off. That's really... No, because he's not dying because he's in the Illuminati, so...
Paul, wait, what?
What's going on here?
Let's unpack this a little bit.
Where's my phone?
Wait, let me give you a tenth and then I'll tell you guys the truth, okay? Tenth person, let's do a quick one.
Hillary Clinton.
I was saying that too.
No.
It's two against one. Who's the fucking tenth? Who is it? Who?
Selena Gomez.
What?
What? Just because she's in a Waverly
Place? No. For overdose.
She fucking.
I would have went with like Demi Lovato or something.
Yeah, that's a good one too. All right.
/ Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Okay, so Damar Hamlin's part of the Illuminati.
So he's.
So he died. He actually died.
No. He died on the field.
Okay, and then what? The devil resurrected him?
No, it was all fake.
What?
So he sold his soul to the devil, right? So that he could, become famous, because no one really knew who the fuck he was. Like blood? What?
He used blood?
I don't know what he did, but I know that
baby.
All of a sudden this guy goes through this experience, like, okay, I get it. Look, if it was real, fine, I'm sorry, but, like, now all of a sudden he's getting invited to all these parties with just high-end, like... super rich people, you know,
just because he almost died.
Yeah, just because he almost died, like all of a sudden now, like he's going to like parties with like Elon Musk and like Bill Gates, you know, like that's not a little bit shady, you know, like it's not, and it's not like one or two parties. It's like every like big like celebrity event I look at, like Jay-Z, like all these people, Damar Hamlin's there all of a sudden now. You know, like what happened? What's going on here? And he's making.
Was he a good football player?
Dude, he was good, but like he wasn't like, bro. No one he wasn't mainstream. No. Like people didn't even know. Like people, I didn't know who the fuck he was. Like, you know, and I follow football avidly. I didn't know who he was. A lot of people didn't know who he was. Maybe, and then all of a sudden, like, bro, he just becomes like the most popular.
So you're
person.
Saying that he sold his soul to the devil, and then that incident.
So maybe the devil had influence to make it seem like that was the situation. What they did is they staged this incident for him.
Why is all the NFL involved?
Tell me why. No. Because a guy collapses on the field, is laying there. And they're doing the fucking CPR. Bro, what everyone in the NFL is going to be like, oh, he's faking it. No, it was just a little bit of the fucking Buffalo staff involved. No. You got a fake ambulance that comes onto... A fake ambulance that comes onto... Wait, listen.
Oh, my God.
Fake ambulance comes onto the field. If he really had a cardiac arrest, you tell me this. If he really had a cardiac arrest, why is the ambulance stand... This was on TV, by the way. I was watching this. I was like, Mom, like, he's dead. Like why... Dude, the ambulance is standing outside the stadium for 20 minutes. Like, standing there because they were waiting for his mother. Even if they got his heart rate back, right? If they got his heart back, they would still be rushing to the hospital out of risk that his heart's going to stop again. They would be rushing no matter what. You wouldn't wait for family. That's why I felt like, bro, he's got to be dead.
Do you know if they got there, him awake?
He like, wasn't awake.
He wasn't. They were doing CPR, and he got immediately put into the ambulance, where they brought it, or
bro,
like his heart
got
was
heart,
beating.
They got his heart back on the field, apparently, but they put him in the ambulance, and then allegedly, he went through cardiac arrest two more times or something. If that's the case, why is the ambulance stopping outside the stadium?
For 20 minutes?
For 20 minutes. It's literally stood outside the stadium.
How do you know this is a fact?
Because I watched it on live television. Oh, the ambulance is standing outside waiting for his mother and family to join him in the ambulance. It was like, wait, so it's just going to stand there? And this guy had a cardiac arrest? I thought he was dead. I told my mom, oh, man, it's not good. Like, he's done. Because even, like, I got CPR training.
Nah, he's right,
though. You need medical attention. Like, no matter what. Even if you get the heart back. Think about it. If it keeps stopping, you want to get into the hospital as soon as possible.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Maybe there's, like, procedure where, like, They don't want to drive.
And there is no procedure.
Maybe they don't want to drive. You get to the hospital, you're right. 20 minutes? What for real? Is that a real time 20 stamp?
20 minutes, yes.
Is that a real time yes. stamp,
look
though?
And look up what the exact events of minute by minute, Damar Hamlin.
They had a fucking live reporter there just documenting.
No, this is the fucking... This is the NFL talking.
This is the commission.
Bro, I'm telling you, if you pull up the video from...
We'll look at it at a later time.
If you pull up the video, like, the television stream... It has to be, like,
a 30-minute video.
Yeah, the television. If you watch, like, the whole, like, two-hour segment, you'll see that the fucking thing is sitting outside the stadium. I thought he was dead.
We gotta get somebody. Somebody, please, go watch that.
Someone get back to us.
Clip it, send it to us, DM.
Then he comes to the fucking game in the playoffs and is going, like, doing the fucking, the Illuminati signs.
This is from you? You saw this?
This is on TV,
and
too.
And you saw Rihanna look did up, that shit look, as well, yeah, right?
Yes, exactly. Look up, uh-oh. look up Damar Hamlin Illuminati signs.
We're on to something. You guys...
Look, go to images. Just go to Google. Watch your back.
You athletes, you multi-billionaires, we're coming for you.
No, not that. Where is it? Right there. Scroll down. Right there in the snow. You see that?
Here?
Yeah, there. Wow. This is the video of this. You have to get the video of this.
Is he, like, watching the game from a box seat?
So he's got the heart, right? But look. Hang on.
Hyping.
Looks pretty hype, just watching.
They're not showing the video. No. Just wait. This
another heart.
That's not the
triangle.
Heart.
That's the triangle.
The last one was the triangle. The last one was the triangle.
I'm telling you, bro. What if you just fucked it up?
Bro, the heart was good at the beginning.
Wow.
Bro, but there's more shit. Like, this video's, like, cut off. He does more stuff.
What's this guy's name?
Triangle.
Bro, look at that, bro.
Because you can see here, his fingers are down, that one there up. Okay, so I'm sorry. I believe Paul wholeheartedly on this.
No, bro.
I will stand by
I'm
this.
I'm not going to say that.
But bro, here's my thing. But here's a little, wait, no, can
I'm
I
not,
get it.
I'm
let
not
me,
saying, wait, let me.
Fuck!
Last thing, before, because I know people.
I want to get my fucking comments
I don't know
in.
If he's in the Illuminati or not. But I'm just bringing up all these points so that people can question a little bit. All right? That's it.
Go ahead.
Okay. With that being said, that's a... Okay. So, I think this is definitely feasible. But the one point where I'll contradict you, if you believe in the Illuminati, right, and that it actually exists and they get this fame, don't you think that the devil is then actually involved? So, if you're selling your soul to the devil, right, there's some being... that they sell their soul to, we'll call it the devil, right? Do you not think that they would have enough influence to make it seem like you actually are having a heart attack while you know you're, like, he's just controlling it,
that
right?
A devil is in
control of death, right? And all this shit. So it can control that you have a little heart attack, but it makes sure you stay alive in order, like, that's the thing. Like, you have to endure that pain. You want to sell your soul to the devil, you don't just get that shit for free. You got to do something. So he it made him suffer heart attacks, numerous heart attacks. And then now you have all this fame and fortune. But he just had to go through that.
Yeah, but this we have to have Tommy on again. Because when I brought this up to him, he said, the Illuminati is nothing. He's like, that's just one small part of the bigger picture, you know?
Of what
this
bigger
picture? This is all tied back to the cabal.
The okay. What?
The cabal.
What the fuck is that?
It's like this massive, like, these are like the richest of the rich people, like, in the world. You know, like, these
like
people
the
own everything. Oh, no. It's like they control, these people, like, control the world. So, like, you had, like, the Rockefellers, you know? Like they're like the second highest, you know? The Rockefellers. Soros, you know, like those people that I'm talking about, Then you got the people above them. I can't say their names on the podcast because I can be accused of multiple things.
Paul, you don't know these people. These people are not listening to this podcast. You're telling me you know the names of the richest of the rich, the people that control the world?
Yes.
And you're not going to fucking say their name. How do you know these people?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because it's all connected.
Paul, what? Are you onto something?
Bro. If anyone has the I can't explain it. It's gonna take too long. If anyone has the opportunity, go watch The Fall of the Cabal, KABAL. Okay, it's a 10-part series. Go watch it, and everything on in this what? World will make sense. I think it Netflix? Got taken off of YouTube. It's on some random website because they took it off because it's factual information. Look up The Fall of the Cabal.
Yeah, but if...
Sorry. Right there. It's on Roku.
Wow. Okay. We'll see if we can find it. That's a book.
It's a 10-part series. Hang on. I gotta ask for the links.
Yeah.
Look, the sequel. Click on that screencast. What is this right here? Yeah, here we go. This is part 8. Though. Just listen. It's the same. Turn up the volume.
Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett. These are the people we're talking about?
No, this is the...
Is it like people talk or is it all just text?
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation does not need much introduction. Bill Gates is one of the wealthiest and most powerful men in the world. Let's have a look at the way Mr. Gates is presented to us all.
Okay. So it's this type of shit.
Yeah. You'll...
Wow.
You go down a deep rabbit hole with that.
It was only 28 minutes for an episode, so... Not too bad.
Yeah, so you go... If you could devote 5 hours of your time...
Jeez.
For life-changing information, I would do it. You know.
How has your life changed?
Since I heard about that?
Yeah.
Juan ditched the classes, by the way.
Ditched them. They're off.
My life has changed because I realized that... You know, how different the world is from what I really, like, imagine. You know? I thought that, I mean, if you asked me 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I would have thought that the three most important people in the world were Fernando Barbosa, Matt Uy, and Augie Freitas.
I wouldn't have said that.
And like now I realize that they're just pawns in the big game, you know?
So NGIT Athletics is involved with
no,
all this?
No, NGIT Athletics is all a scam. Right? we're all part of like a massive sting operation, and it's still connected. It's all part of like
this. We're big still a part of the sting?
No, we were. We're part of the story, but that's, you know.
It's time to break through.
We're not. It's not there yet. I can't say it on here. I really can't. I'll tell you guys after.
What? Paul, like, why do you think you're such on the high hit list? Like, why do you think what you say is
going
to do anything?
No, because I can't say it on here. It's going to get... It's,
you know too much?
Yeah. Not serious.
But this is what Too Deep is for, Paul.
We're not going too deep. We're just, like...
This is not, like, we're not going deep enough. Right, bro,
I'm cutting it off.
Is bullshit.
No,
what's
completely bullshitting about the NGIT thing. Right, that's not true.
See, now he's trying to pull out. Now you're trying to pull out of it.
That's crazy.
Bro, what do you mean pull out? What do you actually think there is?
Yes! 100%! 100%!
This guy just full-on pulled out.
He just pulled out, and now he's laughing it off. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
No, because I'm
going
to say some dumb shit as a joke, and then it's gonna become serious. Like,
good. It's the whole point of this podcast, right? Do we forget our morals? Do we forget where we came from? Do we forget the purpose of what this podcast is supposed to be?
What are you going to do?
I was about to say, like, it involves, like, rape, but that, like, goes way too far.
You always have a new rape case, the Hillsong, like, come on.
Yeah, but no, that's all true. This is fabricated. That's all true.
Who is raping at NJIT?
No one. Maybe.
No one.
You gotta write it down at least or something.
It could be true. I could see it. But who?
And for what purpose? You can state the purpose without naming the person. I understand now why you don't want to talk about it. Wait, no. What?
Are we gonna? Should we expose it now? Should we expose it? Dude, obviously it's a fucking joke. I wrote Anthony right, Caruso.
Enough of the joke. Enough.
Yo, I'm sick. Like, wait, what do I not I'm know sick about?
Of
these
jokes. I'm sick of them.
This guy thought I was actually serious.
Yo, I did. I was like, who's telling people I raped somebody? It wouldn't be the first time. So then we have to call in the question.
We would have had a conversation long ago.
I've never been accused. Knock on wood.
I mentioned it at some point on this.
Consent. Caruso has been accused. I personally...
Was redacted. Was a completely fabricated false statement.
She should be in prison.
She should be in prison. But now she's just fat and has no friends.
Karma.
Well, anyway. There you go.
So something
might be worse.
Let's talk about something that's good for the soul. Like, you know, what really, like, do you think? You know, we've been just talking about negativity in the world, but like, what actually connects people besides conspiracy theories?
I was literally gonna say before you said conspiracy theories, I was gonna say conspiracy.
So beer. I don't know. I think beer connects people. Beer definitely does, but nothing like food.
Sex cults that are that are disguised
as sex churches.
Juan's trying to light
I want
the mood.
Something good, man. Like,
no,
nice
Juan wants to talk about cuisine,
view.
Like, good, yeah. Good food. Now bring up the food. Point that you were bringing up earlier.
Which was? How I think food is deeper than just eating food. Yes, I do. Have you ever went to a friend's house and they're, like, just from somewhere so different, and you've tried, like, an authentic meal from them, and you're like, wow, like, this is what, like, how they live, like, you know,
or if
like,
you go
it's
to
just
another
beautiful,
country,
yeah, exactly, like, you go to a different country, like, you well, know, like, there's just specific cultures that build a lot around food, and, like, you know, it's deeper than just food, it's more, like, appreciating life in the moment.
I agree to a certain extent, because I think that there's a lot of people in this world who really appreciate, like, other culture and stuff. But when we're looking at the United States as a whole, you know, you have a lot of different cultures, a lot of different
very
backgrounds.
True.
But you also have a lot of obese people who really are just hungry and could care less what's in front of them as long as it tastes good.
Yeah, but those are the people that have used food not for what it's for, which is to edify your body. They've used it to, like, you know, deal with their problems. You know, these obese people, like, they're sick. It's not like, at extent, maybe it's their fault, but, like, also, like, their life as well. You know
what percentage of America is obese?
And that, and
look
also,
this up, please,
America specifically, yeah. Like cities like Mexico City as well. Like they've been hit with these plagues of like obesity because of sugar.
What am I looking up?
And
obesity
stuff like
and where?
That.
Obesity percentage, United States.
Do you know in Mexico City they drink more Coca-Cola than water? Like it's a fact. It's like more. It's first of all, you're not getting water that's dirty. They'll rather drink Coke that's, you know,
69%.
69% of U.S. adults are overweight or obese.
36% are obese. So overweight is 69. Overweight or obese is 69. Obese is 36.
Yeah, and obesity is a sickness. It's not... It is, though. It is. People break out of it like anything. Like I don't know. Like it's more of a mental illness than a physical illness. You know, it's definitely mental. Like,
it's like it's an addiction.
It is. Yeah, it really is. So like that's why it's, especially here in America, where like corporations have made millions and billions of dollars off of fast food. Like, you know, they kind of like they took advantage of people, like in a sense. You know, maybe in the beginning it wasn't meant to be that, but you know, eventually it turned into that. You know.
Well, because people are stupid. Here in this country.
Yeah, but...
Can I say something? So I can't name any names, But there is an individual who used to work at Shamrock. I never met him. This was years ago. Where I believe this person's brother's wife and sister were on the, like, My 800-Pound Life.
Or My 600-Pound
Life. My 600-Pound Life episode.
Were they, like, the two sisters?
It was the two sisters.
Was it them?
It was them, and I couldn't believe.
No.
When I heard this story, and he showed me, and I said, no way, they're, like, viral. Like, I've seen TikToks and Instagram reels of them, like, all the time.
No chance. Wait, and wait, what's the relation?
Someone that worked there. I hate it. If somebody that worked at Shamrock years ago, is in some way related to these people, whether it's his, like, his brother's wife or something like that. I can't remember. I'll find out for the next episode. But there was a relation with someone being somebody's wife. It was his, like, his brother's wife's sister, and the two twins were the obese people. Something like that. Regardless.
Christ.
It was a crazy connection.
Those two behemoths. You know. I mean, those were crazy, some big women.
Crazy foreheads.
And, like, they just had... I mean, that's like an illness. That's like mental... That's mental illness, right?
Yeah. What's this cat doing? He comes in here. Comes in here as a guest. And he's just up and out. You're leaving?
No, I'm just getting ready.
In the middle of an episode?
I had to because I don't want
to
be late.
You have to go at 10.
No, I think it starts at 10.
Let's get into the real conversation.
What starts at 10? Sorry.
So I have pickup soccer tonight. It's every Thursday. You know, I've been
at
going.
10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock to like 11:30 at Capelli.
We have 13 minutes left in the episode.
That's fine.
Well, relax.
You can do it.
You'll be fine.
But, I really do think food is just, like, a gateway for people to just connect, you know? Like, the people, like, I like Japanese food a lot because I worked at a restaurant. And, like, they make food so that it's, like, every course. Because it's sushi nigiri, you know? Like, it's just...
Your restaurant is Japanese?
It was, like, the one I used to work at. Old one. And, like, a lot of these menus, they're, and especially in Japan, like, they're just based off seasons. So it's like you're really getting to experience like the land. So it connects you to the country, like literally the land, like you're like there's like one
Japan's
thing.
Japan's like a distinct culture that's like part of Japanese.
Yeah,
you
and
go
like,
to
there's
Poland,
like,
it's like fucking just fat food.
Like an example. Like an example.
I feel like going country to country is a bad example. Like I don't think.
No,
that's
but
what
you can experience that. You can experience that here, though.
Yeah,
he is
he's talking
like,
about
that.
Because why this whole conversation?
He's talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Because
but
you experience.
I get
other
it.
Countries.
I get it. But
like,
it defeats the purpose. He's not talking about different like food groups teach you about and bring groups together. Like, it's. The context of why we're having this discussion is before this we were watching an Action Bronson. Video, he's trying all the food and type shit. What's the
it's called Fuck That's Delicious.
Yeah, Fuck
and
That's
if you
Delicious.
Ever want something to watch like that, like those,
it's on Hulu.
So good.
I've watched a lot
YouTube,
of it.
YouTube,
it's
watch
great.
Them all.
Goes to all these different places, tries these food, but it's more than just going there and like tasting food. Like, you have certain individuals who are very into the food industry. And they have their own restaurants. I'm not talking about businesses like McDonald's or fucking Olive Garden, these fucking places. But these families that decide they want to start their own food business. They're big, big, big time foodies. And they kind of explain their life through their food, right? And they put everything into their food. And their food is a representation of themselves. It's what they're putting out under their name. So when other people try that food and they enjoy it, it's more than just, oh, this is really good food. You know, you're bringing people together and they're building a community. You saw in these videos, right? People, those guys were going out, they were cooking steaks out on the grills. They were just feeding the people and they were just giving them food. Yes, at the end of the day, it's for the business. They're trying to draw in customers. But at the same time, they're trying to show all these people like different types of food. Like, too many people are in college. They don't know how to cook. They get out and they're cooking these basic dishes. They're ordering out and all this shit. But cooking is such a useful resource. Even the act of cooking together, not even with the community, but inside the business itself.
It's just like every place is so different too. It's like I could really learn about you as a person, like your family, like Poland. Bro, like you look at the food, what type of food they eat. Like, bro, they're eating like what's popular, like what I've had, pierogies, a lot of cabbage, you know, maybe some beef, like corned beef, you know. Like, why is that? Why is Poland so popular for that? And there's reasons, potatoes, like why? You know, it's just because Poland has, like, it's colder over there, right? So they eat more food that are, like, hearty, you know. Like, yeah. You know, it's just a lot of stews, a lot of warm stuff, you know. And, like, you learn a lot about shit like that just trying it. Honestly, not gonna lie, Polish food, like, it's, like, some of the misses for me, some of them.
Every time I go to, you know.
Can I be honest? No. I'll tell you this. I don't like Polish cuisine. I think I've told you that.
Yes,
you see. But like, why? Like, why do you think Polish cuisine is Polish cuisine? Like, why do you think the food they eat is the food they eat?
I don't know.
Realistically, like, think about your history. You know, as a country as well. Like, you guys have gone through a lot, like war, shit like that. You know,
like a lot of it's like based in like, well, some of it's like mixed in from like other Eastern European countries.
True. And you guys have a lot of farms out there.
Yeah.
So you guys have a lot of like
bread with the mushrooms on it.
Exactly. Like you guys
banging.
Definitely have banging,
bro. I love, what's that called?
Zapiekanka.
Bro, that shit fucking slaps. It's like what? It's like mushroom, corn, barbecue sauce, white sauce.
It's like that.
Bro,
on like a garlic flatbread.
Like street food, or is it like,
yeah, it's
like
definitely? Like street food. I could see picking food. That out of the food truck.
Yeah.
Easily, yeah. That's that type of food. Bro, delicious.
Depends. I mean, like, bro, this is my thing on it. All right,
some of the
I completely agree with what you guys have to say, right? But you want to know what's another food that brings people together? A McDonald's burger.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
but a fucking sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Name something that's a staple to culture.
Double quarter
pounder. American burger.
Double quarter pounder.
Name one thing. Exactly.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
What McDonald's though?
Die hard,
bro. What do you mean? That's culture. Everyone around the world. You think
American?
I see these fucking people come from Europe. You know, first thing these idiot Europeans say when they come. Yeah, but first thing they say, they want to try an American McDonald's burger. I'm like, what?
I've never heard that.
That's what you want? Bro, like, people, these Europeans straight from Europe, the fucking Spaniards, the Germans, all of them.
Let's talk about Jersey food. What's good Jersey food? Italian, why?
Italian food by far is the best because there's Italian history.
Exactly, like, every place.
Not Die Hard.
Every place.
Pizza, honestly.
Literally just speaks
honestly,
volumes
no,
to, like, what kind of people live
well, cause
there. Like, you already know.
Pizza, because like it bleeds into from
I
New York City.
I love pizza.
Like a good fucking pizza. Like, yo, Carmine's, Jersey City, if you haven't gone, go there. Get a chicken parm sandwich. Well, it's not chicken parm. Breaded chicken sandwich on garlic bread with prosciutto, fresh mozzarella, and balsamic, bro. Dude, you can only pay cash. What does that say? What does that even tell you off the rip? All this shit's about
it's
to be
banging. It's a good first sign.
Like, it's like, all right, these places, they might know something that, you know, we might not know.
You know what place sucks? This place right here.
Which one?
Pizza Town.
Pizza Town?
Never
Pizza
had
Land?
It.
Pizza Land.
That place is fucking garbage. That
Never
place
had
a
it.
Reputation.
I had it, bro.
Completely off the fuck. They fell off.
Lyndhurst Pizza? Banging.
I've never been, actually.
Lyndhurst Pizza's banging. There's actually a fire joint on the way to the gym. You know,
Pizza
when you turn right.
Pizza Village?
I don't know what it's called. I think maybe it's called Pizza Village. But as soon as you cross the bridge and you turn right, there's that little shopping district on the left. There's a pizza shop in there. Fire.
Vesta. You ever been to Vesta?
No.
It's
there's
right
also a place in Nutley.
It's like a... Oh, no. The Nutley... Ralph's in Nutley?
Ralph's, yep.
Bro, that got like a 9-something from Dave.
Yeah.
I like A1 pizza, I feel like has like the thinnest, crusty, like,
bro,
crunchy slice.
A1, they throw that the cold pizza into the oven. Bro.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I want to go to Ralph's, bro. Ralph's.
Ralph's banging.
It's packed, so they have to crank out like fresh pizza, you know.
They have to every time it's fresh.
That's the thing, dude. You go to A1, bro, it's dead, bro. You go into A1, there's like one like person who just like smoked some rock sitting at the counter, right? Like, you know, like drinking their fucking Coca-Cola and like just shoved like stuff and fucking garlic knots down their throat. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, that's what you get in A1. You have one customer like that. They got the game on. And the owner's watching. What do you want?
That's it. Two slices and a Diet Coke. Ah, that's $5. Bang.
They used to have a special when I was in high school. Yeah, but no. I'm not going to keep going. But that's a staple of, like, New Jersey,
yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah, Jersey. I mean,
like bro, tell me you go to what other state aside from New York and then obviously, like, Connecticut maybe. What other state or, like, New Haven?
I think New York
what other state would you get... Would you get a pizza? Would you rather get a pizza?
No. I think New York might have the best food in general.
Old Forge?
Stop.
You want me to pull up the pizza reviews? 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
I honestly think New York has, like, the most popping places.
PA. I'm going to fight York, by it. No, I, the New square York, pizza New slices, York, I swear York, to God, Spain, I've never had a better fucking pizza slice.
No, I agree with you. I said the best part about New York City, I don't care what anyone says, like, because people will be like, well, I don't like New York, because you're going for the wrong reason. I personally like to go to New York City for the food.
Food is
like, you will not find better food
and you can get anything.
In the country. In the United States, you will not find better
food. This is Old Forge
pizza. Think arguably, you won't find as good and diverse of a food selection in the world as in New York City.
Honestly, name one place really good. But it's a lot of, like, Latin, like you know, Hispanic.
Miami? Miami doesn't Florida, come close to New York City, bro.
Is that New York City has, like, they have that, too, you know? Like, you could definitely get that there, you know?
This is the best pizza you'll ever have, I swear to God. Old Forge pizza.
It does look good, though. I'm not even going to lie.
Look up Ralph's and Nutley.
That does look good. That does look fucking good, though.
Bro. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying.
Like a tomato pie. I love shit like that. A hearty tomato like pizza.
I'm telling you,
bro, look at that, bro. Look at that,
bro. No, bro, I've had it. No, I don't know, actually. Yeah,
bro, that's like that thin crust, bro. That's Dave Portnoy. Oh my god, bro.
That is Dave Portnoy. Yeah,
written all over it.
But like, that like red, like besides pizza, like what's your favorite food? Me personally, I love seafood. Like seafood, anything from the ocean, man. Like wow,
if you. I like seafood, but I love bro.
Like steak and stuff like that. Like,
steak, yeah. And then I love I also love me like a good like Italian like pasta like a proper like Italian like dish.
Like I, you know, yeah, I like, do too. I like pasta, but like when it's not like I love pasta. Don't get me wrong, penne vodka. You know, your tomato pasta.
No, not the classics.
I'm though, talking like, about like a seafood pasta. Like it's like not even like you're not getting sauce on it. It's more like butter and the marinade of like the seafood with spices, bro. Like, and cheese, like, you know, a seafood Alfredo, like, something like that. Or, like, I've had a shrimp scampi recently that was, like, fucking unreal. Like,
nah, bro, I love
rigatoni.
Like,
and you just kind of meet, like, bro, like, food brings people together. Like,
it really
when
does.
You go, like, going on a nice date, to a nice restaurant.
Go omakase, bro.
And you're trying food together. Like, that's so
the
nice.
Japanese have really
perfected. Even like, if it's, no, even if it's really ass, enjoy, like, even no, no, if it's no, ass, I'm you enjoy that experience together. I'm not disagreeing. I completely agree. No. I love a good restaurant. I love me a good restaurant. I love a good restaurant experience. I sit down. Both? I spend a lot of money at restaurants. It's my biggest expense. And there's a reason for it because
would you
I
try
enjoy
bugs
going to
and stuff like that if you went to like Thailand.
Absolutely,
you're trying.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know about like bugs.
No, I would 100%.
The farthest I would go.
Bro, if the
like
locals
snails,
are dogging that shit,
snails
I would
in Paris.
You've never had snails?
I've never had snails.
I had I escargot. I have that shit. I had it up, but I didn't have it in France. I had it up in Quebec.
Quebec.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, they're French, so.
Yeah.
It's definitely banging.
Escargot. Bro, it's different. Ooh. It's different. You gotta eat that shit.
Okay.
I like that,
great.
Though.
Favorite food, Juan?
I mean, anything seafood, honestly.
No, what's your dish? Last meal.
Last
you're
meal
on death
ever.
Row.
Death row? Fucking Christ. Wow.
Bagel sandwich, Gordon Ramsay.
Wow.
Thank you.
I really do love cheeseburgers, man. Like, I really do. Even though it's so basic, man. Like, you do have a point with that. Like, a good fucking cheeseburger, like, you know, that's
cooked
not like that's a thing. Like, there's so many takes on them. Like, I just want a good Angus patty, medium rare, with nice, like, Swiss cheese, some greens on there, you know, throw some seasoning on it. Swiss cheese? And then some nice, I love french fries too, man. And I'll get sides.
What type of french fries, though?
Like, they need to be seasoned well, crunchy, like, not thick, not like steak fries, just well-cut potatoes, you know. Nothing crazy, you know, honestly. And then, like, I'll get a side of, like, some sides with the burger. Oh, man, like, I'd have to get, like, some, like, seafood, like, probably, like, some fried calamari, with some spicy.
Calamari?
Dude, I love calamari, man. Like, some good calamari, maybe some ceviche. Like, I love ceviche, too. Like, seafood, like, something seafood. Maybe lobster mistake. Yes. Lobster, like, you know, lobster, grilled, like, lobster, like, you know, prepared.
I don't know if you can get this much on your last meal, bro.
It's my last meal. So, like, I want those sides. And to drink, I'm gonna have, like, three Stellas.
You're gonna die with Stellas?
I would die with Stellas too.
Ice cold Stellas, man.
I would go down with that.
Like, there's really nothing like an ice cold Stella, man. Like,
yeah.
And I think that would be it. And just kill me.
Good night.
Yeah.
12-ounce filet mignon.
That sounds so good.
Medium rare.
With Bordelaise sauce on it? What kind of sauce? Not like straight up. You want like a nice sauce on it, like a gravy. Like, you know, not gravy, but Bordelaise sauce, you know what that is? Like, it's like a nice red wine sauce.
With some
mushroom on it. Oh.
No mushroom. Not on my filet mignon. Like, no, I could eat.
You mushroom. Would just have a filet mignon,
of grilled garlic.
Grilled garlic?
I had that. We'll go to a restaurant soon. I'll take you to steakhouse, proper steakhouse in Tawako, New Jersey. Proper steakhouse. There's a speakeasy downstairs, too.
Have you been to Krug's in Newark?
No.
Have you heard of that place? Yo, renowned burger, like, famous as fuck.
If I would have a burger, I would just get Five Guys. Like a triple cheeseburger from Five Guys.
Stop.
Unlimited fries, and I would just die.
No, Five Guys Cajun fries, though. Cajun fries.
I would get, like, three of them. I would just get three of them.
Five Guys heads.
With everything on it. Triple patties on all of
them. Dude, there's really nothing like a good cheeseburger, man. I'm sorry. A bucket of fries. Cheeseburgers, like, not McDonald's, though.
Honestly, you're going down, you might as well eat, like, a fucking pig, right?
Because they're going to have to clean up your shit when you get fucking shocked in the head.
Bro, you know what? That doesn't happen anymore.
It happens in some places. The guillotine was recently used.
What?
In the last 50 years.
Where? In Russia?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Russia. Not in fucking the U.S., dude. When's the last time the guillotine was used in the U.S.? No, bro. It's lethal injection in the U.S., but look at this. It looks like it's 1977 in France.
The last 50 years, told you. Suck my dick.
All right, it's France.
Suck his dick.
It's not the U.S. In the U.S., you're going down with lethal injection. To be honest, I would find a way to smoke some rock and go down by ODing.
I would just do heroin then, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking do heroin for the first
time. My last meal is heroin.
Fentanyl.
Just a bunch of cocaine. That's too quick. If I'm gonna die, I wanna die with fucking heroin straight into my fucking veins.
I don't know, man.
No, dude, I think I would just go through some shit, bro. And just sit there and start, like, complaining about,
I would
like,
not wanna die of liver failure. You know how painful that is?
No, I wouldn't die of that. I would just be drunk when they kill me. I mean, like, I'd be sitting there, like, complaining about the
fact that. Get drunk off three Stellas.
I'd be complaining how Bill Gates, like, fabricated like the vaccine while I'm drunk sitting in the chair.
What if they started doing
Bill Gates,
like, they say it's your last meal and like you're thinking they're gonna kill you, but your last meal is the way they kill you. Like, what if it's like they make it so it's poison, like, and it's like really fucking good, and then you eat
you
it.
You want to know what's funny?
And it's like they leave you in the room like, all right, we're gonna be right back.
You want to know what's funny? Well, sucks to suck, because I would probably eat the meal anyway.
But you don't know.
What would you do?
You don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. So what happens is you just die.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So like, so it's be like it. I'm gonna die.
That's a dumb question. You die, obviously. What are you gonna do? Survive?
No, but like, it's like it takes.
What are you gonna
time
do?
To
oh,
die.
I'm gonna be sad.
If you don't know, all right. So you don't time know. Like, I'm gonna be sitting there waiting for the fucking.
You eat the meal, and then out. Like they take you back to the cell, and like it's like, all right, we're in transport, and it's like boom, like one thing, the next like.
Heart attack.
Dead.
No, that would be. I mean, like if you're yakking, like it's. I mean,
that'd be horrible.
It's like.
That'd be immoral. Just regardless, it is now time to go. Put on the deep. We don't have anything, so I'm gonna create my own foot on the deep. Question for Juan.
Yo.
What are your feelings off of your removal from 2D podcast employment?
So
this is your first time. This is the first time you've been on. It, I know. Since.
Well, he's made like an appearance where we had to cut something.
Yeah,
out,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at first it all happened like you know. And I was just like, damn. So it is what it is, man. But, like, you know, like, it was, we were pretty consistent with it. So, like, I was like, all right, like I'm doing this every week. It's pretty cool. We ran into a lot of technical difficulties. So I understood, like, why. And then I'm like, damn. Like, and then, yeah. I at one point, I did unfollow because Nicole was, she got into my head. Started talking shit about me.
What?
Podcast. But then I followed you guys back.
And wait, what?
what is that? Wait, just, wait. She made.
She didn't say
made,
nothing. She was
made
just
you
like,
unfollow.
She didn't make me. She just made me feel like shit. I don't know why.
For being on a podcast.
No, just about the podcast. Like I was like I told her about like how I was on it and shit like that and like I'm not now. And like she was just talking mad shit. And I got to like, so I was like, it wasn't like really because of you guys, just because.
Noted. Okay.
I guess this is an off-air discussion.
Hey,
it is an off-air discussion. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode of
But I'm back! I followed back. We're here.
Well, welcome back, Quad, and we have a lot to discuss off-air.
Follow us on Instagram, at 2D Podcast, every fucking Friday. New episode, baby. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Juan, for joining us, even though you fucking were about to leave. What the fuck?
Thank you guys.
Shane.
Shane.
Food. Go get some.